So then,
yes,
he continues to work with you through,
yes,
this company.
Yes.
And tell us the setting up about all that.
What is it?
First Stewart Corporation.
Yes, we're in the investment business, the banking business. We had a lot of different things going on. I've been on lots of different bank boards, and because of positions that we owned in the banks. Dad had two brothers. One brother was a doctor, Royal Stewart, and a Charles B. Stewart was his other brother, and Chuck was a banker. So they had a lawyer, banker, doctor, the three brothers.
And were they in Tulsa?
Royal was, the doctor was, and Dad was, but Chuck lived in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And was at Fidelity Bank. And I took his place on the board because of our share positions. And I remember I had to meet with Dean McGee to get it approved.
Oh.
And he met me, and he liked me. It was the day Ronald Reagan was elected president of the United States.
How about that? So your father and his two brothers, your uncles.
Yes.
Were they close? Were they back and
they
forth?
Were close. They really were.
How about Christmas holidays? Tell us about a favorite Christmas time and families that would get together and who would be there.
Christmas time was really a more of a family get together, just our family.
Immediate.
Yeah, we had cousins and nephews over, but it was that from, you know, time to time, and it was mostly around the family unit.
Was there ever like big family reunions or anything like that?
No.
Yeah.
I've never been to a family reunion.
Established in 1961 by Harold and Joan Stewart, the Harold Stewart College of Engineering and Natural Sciences Fund supports the general budget and operations for the College of Engineering and Natural Sciences at the University of Tulsa.
That's correct.
You got to be proud of that.
Yes,
and that still is an ongoing
thing. Yes,
right,
it is.
Now.
Yes, sir. My sister was on the board of trustees at the University of Tulsa, and I was on the board of regents at the University of Oklahoma, so we kind of covered the state.
Your sister, Randy, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she, what's her name now?
Rondi Whiteman. She married Fred Whiteman, who just recently passed away.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
All right. And she was involved with the Gilchrist Museum, and,
yes,
and so have you been.
Absolutely, yes.
And still are, aren't you?
Yes, we're very fond of the museum.
In fact, you told me before the interview, you're donating. Tell us what you're donating to the museum.
I've got a collection of American Indian pipe bags from the 1700s, 1800s, and I'm going to give the entire collection. My wife and I are giving the entire collection to Gilchrist. They have 30 pipe bags, and I've got 31 pipe bags. So they're...
All right, it would be interesting to know, what is a pipe bag?
A pipe bag is in the early days, the Indians would smoke the peace pipe, and they would keep the pipe in the pipe bag, and the stem would be outside the pipe bag.
Oh.
And that's the way they transport it, because it was important to them.
And where would you obtain these, collect them? Where would you get them?
There's a market for it. It's in Santa Fe and New York. They have auctions of this kind of material. And
were you a collector of other Native American items?
Yes.
Like what?
War shirts.
How about headdresses? Did you ever obtain any of those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. All kind of stuff. American Indian. I'm very fond of the American Indian movement, and I think I understand it, and I'm sympathetic to it.
Yeah. What? Why do you think you were drawn to that?
I don't know. Probably through Gilchrist.
Okay. Right.
It makes some sense.
When I've gone out there and I see those Indian headdresses, I just stand there and marvel at them. Do you have one in your home?
Mm-hmm.
You're a collector of art, too, aren't you?
Yes, the California Post-Impressionists and the early Western material, sometimes referred to as the Taos Founders. Probably got that love from my mother.
How's that?
Well, she was an artist. She,
okay.
She liked it. And I've got some paintings of hers hanging at my house. And
yeah.
She was always an art person.
Did you try to be an artist yourself?
No, I don't have any talent.
No.